if you're not managing your money, if you're not managing the resources that are going through, you know, your hands, the result is going to be pain, frustration, hurt, loss, arguing, worry. And today we want to help you get some intentional living going in your life. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. I want to welcome Facebook friends who are joining me. You can comment below here in just a moment. I'll open the phone lines in just a moment as well. I got to say, as we talk about money today, no one ever taught me about money. You know, my parents, they were godly people and I love them and they're in heaven today, but you know, they never really sat down and said, hey, Randy, here's how money works. I never went to a class when I was growing up. In school, come on, do we learn anything about money in school? What most of us learn about money is what we see in TV advertisements about buy, buy, buy. And there's this constant pressure that we live in our culture today about buying, buying, buying. And now we see with inflation going through the roof, gas prices are up, food prices are up. And, you know, what we're trying to do is to help you today to be intentional in a way that will honor Christ. And so we welcome you to Intentional Living. Love to have you be a part of the show today. If you want to join us, all you have to do is share with us. Stephen's taking your calls. You ready to go, Stephen? All right, got my headphones working, guys. Thank you, Andrew. I could hear nothing but me. But hey, here, listen, today, here's the question. And I want you to help me help others. Because you and I have seen, maybe been through it in our own lives, how money can either be a blessing or it can be a real curse. It can either be something that helps or hurts. It can either be a point of growth or it can be a point of dissension and division in relationships. Here's the question. What one thing are you doing personally or as a couple in your family that's helping you with money? Is it you put a budget together and sticking with it? Is it getting together and going through the budget on a regular basis as a family? Is it getting rid of credit card? What is it? What's one thing that's helping you experience a little more peace, a little more freedom when it comes to finances in your life? You can post below on Facebook if you're listening to us on Facebook, or give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717 is the number. All right? One more time. 888-888-1717. There's a law of physics. It's actually the second law of thermodynamics, which is a law called entropy. And basically, it's a law that really tells us that things tend to go from order to disorder in life. And here's a fact. If you're not managing your finances, your money will go from whatever order it was in to disorder. And instead of money being a stewardship responsibility, it'll become a pain in the neck. And it'll overtake your life. And one of the things we believe a lot here at Intentional Living is the power of being intentional in what we call the 10-10-80, which is tithing. Of course, the Bible teaches that. It's an act of giving. It's all God's in the first place, correct? Right? And then secondly, it's setting aside at least 10%, starting to build up that nest egg for the future. If you're a little bit older, starting maybe with a larger amount, then learning to live on the difference. I got to tell you, I didn't learn that from my parents, didn't learn it in school, didn't learn it in Sunday school class. And yet when Don and I got married as teenagers, many years ago, Dave, a lot of years ago, Dave, Don and I were smart enough, I think, to say, hey, well, you know, we should be setting aside a little bit. Didn't make anything really to speak of, just enough to get by. But we set aside, we intentionally said, let's start putting a little bit aside out of each paycheck. And one of the things we did that helped us is we never touched it. Didn't come to us, and then we put it aside because knowing my own self, we'd end up spending it, right? And so we said, no, just go ahead and take that little bit out, just a little bit. You know what? After all these years, a little bit starts to grow, and it grows and grows. And so we're at a place now where we're seeing the fruit of that. And you may be feeling overwhelmed with this idea of entropy, like you know, haven't been managing your finances and it's just gone from whatever it was to more chaos and hurt. And you just want to throw up your hands. You don't see any hope. Here today is going to be a hope-filled half hour as we're inviting friends all over the nation to join in. That's you. If you're doing one thing that's helped you, you want to encourage someone, give me a call. Tell me that one thing and briefly what the story is. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. And you know what? We'd love to have you come and be a part of the show here. Aaron is first in Kansas. How you doing, Aaron?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Talking money, what's one thing you guys doing that helps?
Yeah, so my husband and I, we have three different accounts. We have a savings account, a bills account, and then we each additionally have a fund account. So a portion of our check goes into our savings account. The rest goes into our bills account. And then we each have our additional fund accounts, which a certain amount goes into each of our fund accounts. So it allows us to save money if we want to buy something, you know, for ourselves, if I want to buy a new purse or if my husband wants to buy something related to his hobbies, it allows him to have that money. So there's no arguments about where you're spending your money, who's spending more money on hobbies. And it just seems to work really well for us. We recommend it to all of our friends that are getting married. And it just cuts down on a lot of bickering that can happen with money.
Now, how'd you decide on how much to put in each of those? Now, the bills, obviously, you know what they are, but how do you decide what to put in?
Yeah, so we did some premarital counseling classes with our pastor, and he had a budget sheet that he recommended that he gives to all couples in the premarital counseling course. So it's a certain percentage of our income per check goes into the savings account. The rest of it goes into the bills account. And then there's a certain fixed amount. Like we each do $200 a check goes into our fund account. So $200 every 2 weeks, so about $100 a week goes into your fund account. So it allows you, you know, I wanted to get something that was more expensive. So I continue to, you know, let the money in my account grow rather than spending it so that I can make a bigger purchase versus my husband. He likes to buy a lot of smaller items. So, you know, he spends his more money versus I'm more of a saver and I save my money up. But, you know, there can't ever be, it cuts down on the fact of having an argument.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to go buy something that's expensive and my husband says, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're spending that much money on that. Well, it's the money that I've, you know, allowed to grow into that account. So it's worked really well for us.
So you probably have very few arguments or disagreements about money because you've predetermined. In other words, you're sending your money where you want it to go. You're taking control of it and not waiting for it to take control of you.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I can say we've been married. Well, we've been together for 5 years. We've been married for three. So we're, you know, we're still pretty new to the game. But as far as actual disagreements on money, I really cannot think of one argument that we've had when it comes to money. It works really well for
That's
us.
Good.
And like I said, we recommend it to all friends because I know financial issues can come up and that can be a really difficult thing in marriage. So we wanted to, you know, have that straight on and avoid that.
Terrific. Thank you, Aaron. Have a good day there in Kansas.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
All right. A bill account, a fund account, a savings account, and setting aside. You know what Erin and her husband are doing is they're putting a system together. Systems are powerful. Because we talked about how systems can break down if you don't put energy into them and manage them. Did you hear what Erin said? They've been together 5 years and they haven't had one argument about money. And the reason is because they have a system. Hey, listen, you put aside your money for your fun account. When your fun account is done, no more fun. You're going to be fundless, you know, you're going to be fundless until the next amount goes in the fund account. And the system then manages the problem and manages the money and you don't have to worry about it. All right. What's one thing? What's a system or something you've decided to do and how you handle money that'll help some young couple or someone coming along who says it ain't so much fun in my marriage. It ain't so much fun in my life when it comes to money. Give us a call, 888-888-1717 is the phone number, 888-888-1717. Or if you're on Facebook with us, Gino says post just right below, comment right below here. Tell me one thing you're doing. We'll read it here on the air. So either on Facebook or at 888-888-1717. Right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Right now is the perfect time to book your summer cruise because the cabins on the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise are going fast. Book yours today at theintentionallife.com. Get away and grow closer to God in Alaska. Enjoy your very own cabin on board a Holland America first-class cruise ship and be encouraged with insight from Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living.
There's so much wisdom to be learned and gained with Intentional Living, and that's what it is.
We have been blessed to be married 34 years. And we really think that it's time for just a little refresher.
You'll also join in worship with special guest Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave.
But God, rich in mercy.
Book today with only a down payment and no cancellation fees through March 8th. Receive a special discount when you book online. The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
It's going to be fun, and we're going to have a good time. Big Daddy Weave, you hear him on the radio. He's going to be leading us in worship, doing some teaching, sharing his story. Powerful. But mostly, you know what this is? This is a vacation with a purpose. You guys get to have a vacation. You get to see some of the most beautiful sights in all the world, really, truly. And then when we're at sea, we get opportunities to be in a room together and do worship and praise, have dinner together. We'll be eating with our own group, and it's just a great week, June 12th and 19th. And again, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on the events. Talking money today. I've been at this a long time. I've been working with people a long time. And I must say that in the counseling I've done, the people I've worked with, often money sort of percolates to the surface as a problem. Counselors, you're listening, you know, money and the stuff of life kind of gets in the way of intimacy and closeness, or at least shows up in disagreements, because money then becomes an issue where maybe one member of the marriage has a different view, values, direction about money than the other. Anything from tithing to spending on the kids to supporting grown children, especially in blended families. Should we support grown children that, you know, you say, hey, I married into this family, and the children are still coming back, and there gets to be stress around these issues that are often tied to money, disagreements about money. And so obviously the key is to get on the same page. Whatever system you and your spouse put together, doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be Randy's system or somebody else's system. Spend less than you make over an extended period of time, and it's going to help. I mean, it's not, as I say, money is a math problem. You can do the math, you can work it out, but it becomes so emotional. There's where the hurt gets in the relationships. And so for my wife, Donna, and I, you know, early on, we just said, this is the way we're going to live. And I'm not sure it was any big intentional decision, or do we sit down with some big master plan? We just said it made sense to set aside a little bit over an extended period of time. And Donna and I have been married over an extended period of time. Enough that we've seen some of the rewards of that decision and doing it continually, consistently over an extended period of time. So we're asking you to join in the discussion. And by the way, we're sending out the One Thing wristband to people who get on the air with me. Stephen, make sure that you tell them how to get the wristband, okay? So they can go to the website and do that. All right, let's go. Josh is on the line in Georgia. How you doing, Josh?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your one thing for finances?
Well, one thing that wife and I have been doing for the last 19, we've been married for 19 years, but for the last 10 years, we've made a habit of creating sinking funds. And every paycheck, basically, we take a portion and put towards, you know, whether it be kids' sports activities, a portion that goes into, like, automobiles for repairs, your daily or your monthly fixes. As far as, you know, oil changes, tire rotations, things like that. And then we also have sinking funds for vacation time and extra medical expenses that may be unforeseen. And I mean, through all of this, we've learned to basically take a portion of that, but that's not, along with tithing and everything else, that is not part of our spending. The other thing we've done is we have we're working towards a fully funded emergency fund. as far as having our 3 to 6 months saved up.
Right.
To have that, we have, you know, a baby step, if you will. I'm playing off of Dave Ramsey's words because that's kind of how we started.
Yeah, well, it is baby steps. That's the best way of doing it, just getting started, doing a little bit. And so you set aside. This is smart, by the way. Refrigerators break down, which, by the way, our oven at home broke down. Our oven broke down, and we can't find any parts. And the one that we need to do to replace it is like back ordered for 6 months. It's sitting out somewhere in the ocean in a ship, my guess is. But, you know, if you don't set aside a little bit for these things on a regular basis, tires need to be changed. I just did that today, in fact. Our car, we had to have tires, and those are expensive. And so if you don't set aside a little bit to prepare for it, all of a sudden, wow, here's a bill. How do I pay for these new tires? You know, that's an important thing to do. So what you're doing is being intentional and doing it. How has this de-stressed your life, Josh?
Well, for instance, like the biggest thing is like you just mentioned the cars. I mean, when it comes down to it, we have the money set aside to, you know, we go in for a tire rotation and they're like, oh my gosh, you're due for a new set of tires.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes the stress off of us and takes the, you know, just gives us a big relief knowing that we have that money set aside. It doesn't create any issues as far as how we spend when it comes down to it. And same thing with the kids' sporting events and things like that. We have a tendency to have a lot coming up at certain times of the year where we're not afraid to spend that extra cash when it comes down to it, because we, you know, basically the wife, she has a credit card set up for each one of these accounts, or debit cards, I should say, debit cards.
Yeah.
Let me correct that, debit card set up for each one of these accounts. The pulls right out of these accounts. And at first I thought it was, whether we had two or three, and then next thing you know, we had, I think we're up to seven now, that are just, and we use that card for that particular item or whatever.
Well, you're smart because credit cards obviously can be a problem for many, especially if you can't pay them off, you know, at the end of the month. You know, whatever system, there's different systems, but setting aside if it's a paper system or if it's online system or different account system, whatever works for you works. But I'll tell you what, the goal here is to honor God and get ahead of the game when it comes to all this. Brett says he's terrible with money. His wife's good with money. We'll talk to him in just a moment. You and I, because of the fallen nature of humanity and because we all live in a fallen world, are going to have many successful moments and we're going to have many miserably failed moments in our life. You can't get around it. And one of the things about intentional living is we don't focus on being perfect, because we're not perfect. God's perfect. But the moments in time will determine ultimately the outcome of the ultimate successes in our life that we really measure, that are important to us. Your moments matter. That's the lesson this month. Your moments will determine the outcome of days, weeks, years, your life. Your life comes down to moments. The psalmist says in Psalm 90, verse 12, Lord, teach me to number my days, or even my moments of my days, right? So I can have a heart after wisdom. It's easy to live way out there in the future, and we got to come back to what's going to happen this moment today. Here's what intentional living is all about. My prayer for you today is someone today listening will say, you know, this finance topic, I get what Carlson's talking about here. I'm going to take this moment to start heading in a new direction. We encourage 10-10-80, tithing, saving at least 10%, living on the difference. You put the system together that works for you, but I'll tell you what, 10-10-80 works. Maybe today's your moment to say, that's what we're going to do. That's what I'm going to start. By the way, the teaching on moments is going to members, the entire video and audio. Watch for it. It's already probably sent to you by now, to your email. But since we're getting here, we're close to the end of the month, aren't we? Getting close to the end of the month, we want to include you as well. Would you come and join us? Could you set aside to be a part of the Intentional Living family? to invest, we're talking about money, right? Invest in a little bit to reach other people for Christ and to allow us to bring resources into your life to encourage you, including every month a brand new mentoring, coaching, teaching for you that comes to the email. Come and join us today. And also the 101 Things for Building Relationships download will come to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And I just want to say thank you for standing with us, your generosity. In fact, I have just some folks here I want to say thank you to. John and Bonnie from Mesa, Arizona. Hey, guys, they joined us at $20 a month in support of Intentional Living. Thank you. Suzanne from Plymouth, Michigan, saying, hey, here's $100 every month. Make a difference in people's lives. Here's Robert from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, $200 every month. Thank you, Robert. You're making a difference. And then Lori from Canby, Oregon, $1 a day, $30 a month. Thank you. Come and join us. Be a part of this journey with us. Go to theintentionallife.com. Okay, Mr. Brett in Michigan, how you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Says here your wife's good at this and not so much for you.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, necessarily want to admit that, but yeah, she's very, very well with money, and I'm kind of, I guess what you would say, the opposite.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, you're being honest. That's a good start. Can you trust her then to sort of maybe take some of the lead when it comes to managing the money?
Well, she's very vocal. So, I definitely know when, you know, there's a penny or two, you know, too much leaving my hands, you know, going over the counter. But, what kind of helped me, like what does help me a lot is, how she puts it to me, like, okay, say, you know, you're spending this $1 on a candy bar every day or every 3 days, which doesn't seem like a lot to you, but okay, at the end of that month, you know, she does the math really well. She's good with numbers. So she adds it up and she lets me know how much money just on that candy bar I'm spending a month. And with that, like, for some reason, in my 28 years of living, nothing ever has, like, clicked or nothing's ever got to me. You know, I've been frivolous with money. And honestly, I've gotten a lot better the last maybe 3-4 months.
Good. I'll tell you what. You have been blessed, Brett. You have been blessed to have a wife who has either experience or training or just awareness on this. I don't think it's a weakness to call in here and say, you know, I struggle with money. A lot of us do. I think if we're given our own devices, all of us would. If it's not money, it's going to be food or it's going to be entertainment. It's going to be time or something that we struggle with. Gets back to this thing of entropy again, where, you know, there tends to be a things go from order to disorder, from good to less good in terms of having things the way you want them. And so it's not a weakness to admit that, Brett. I think Aaron, our first caller today, had a great idea, which says, hey, we just have three different accounts. One is for paying the bills. We make sure everything goes in there to get the bills paid. Then we have a savings one, and then we put a fun account. And so you got a fun account for Brett, and you have a fun account for your wife, whatever that little bit is or large amount, whatever it is you can manage. And when that's gone, the candy bar stop. You know, you're funless for a couple more weeks. You know what? Let me just say this. Wouldn't this be a great way to teach your kids when they're at home? They should have an allowance that they can manage. They learn to buy some things or fun things. And when the money's gone, it's like, okay, well, it's only 3 more weeks until payday, you know? But they learn about the reality of how money works, which is a powerful thing. It really is. All right. Thank you, Brett. Let me get, Sylvia was on, but just dropped apparently. She's on a plan as well. We're talking about money today, and we know the statistics about money remind us that marriages that get into trouble, and marriage counselors will tell you this, They'll see money often percolating to the surface as one of the underlying issues. Because here's a fact. If you have an unmanaged financial life, you probably have an unmanaged marital life as well in some level. And this is true in other areas. It's not about perfection, and it's frankly not about how much we make. Because I can tell you from watching people and working with people over the years, I know people who have made a great deal of money, have lost it all, blown it all, spent it all. Poor decisions, poor investments. We can see the stories of even athletes or Hollywood types who've made millions, and then you read later that they, you know, they got to the end of their lives and they were broke. And you're thinking, if I had one-tenth of what I heard they made, we'd be in good shape. So it really is, it's more than a factor of how much comes into our hands. It's a factor of what we do with what comes into our hands. And I think it's important as we think about money to realize from an intentional living standpoint that as a Christian, we are stewards of it. God has allowed it to come to us. We see the parable, the talents in Scripture where those who manage money well were given more. It was a picture. If you get, as you manage things, God tends to be able to trust you with more. And it comes down to being good stewards, not only of money, but of talent, of whatever God has given you as a gift. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're gonna wrap up the show here. We got to run. The computer's going to throw us off the air here in a moment. But before it does, I want to remind you that your comments are just, they are so valued. And if you take a moment and call our comment line and say, hey, Randy, here's one thing we're doing that you can share with others. We'll get those recorded and get them on a future program. Just give us a call at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and press number 2 for our storyline. And again, I want to say thanks to all of our team members. Those of you who've been faithful in supporting the ministry, thank you for continuing to do that. We're reaching people for Christ every day because of your support. Thank you, Dave, for helping today on the board, and our producer, Stephen. Thank you, my friend, and Gino on Facebook. Thank you for all our Facebook friends joining us. And again, if you have a comment, leave it there for us. For the entire Intentional Living team, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.